Greetings, 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 and salutations. This is Arrow. This is a project review with Q and Arrow. We are glad you are here. We would like to thank BBS Radio. Don and Doug are fabulous. They are 100%, 100% our technical support. We also would like to thank the subscribers. I would love to shout out names personally today, but it's just inappropriate to put on the table. I do have a Rolodex started, and I do send out appreciation and gratitude to you through the ether. We also, I'm inspired to mention money today. I know none of the show hosts like to talk about money. My team constantly tells me, put yourself out there. So this show, if you are inspired today to give a one-time donation, my startup fund did get me started and has paid for most of the shows. And then the subscribers got me caught up. And my balance is in the plus. It's 40-some dollars, and I am short $20 today. Even if you donated $5, it will add up and help. Your inspiration is greatly appreciated today. We also are starting a new show. This show, two weeks ago, was announced about the transition. The show page is changing. The old show page right now is still on there. I always send it in pretty late to BBS Radio. So by next Sunday, we'll have a new show page. And the new direction of the show is going to be discussed today. So we are going to start taking callers. For this show, I have some information to get out. And I'm going to try to wrap it up in the first half. And then in the second half, we will open up the lines and take callers. The numbers to call in is 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. And again, you can call in now, but you might be on hold for just about half the hour. So if you want to wait a second, that would be good. And then I am so excited to bring on a guest to play. He's showing up in the playground to play with me today. And he is well, and I invite him to come to the table. So this is the welcome to Shane.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really look forward to playing in this sandbox and then also helping. And I found my way out of the sandbox and on this journey. I love connecting with people like yourself to help you crawl out of that sandbox as well. So it's all time for us to come together and to crawl out of the sandbox, care for each other, support each other in any way we can. And thank you for allowing me to experience this moment at this moment with you, because after this is over, after this show, this moment no longer exists, right? So right. we keep shedding things. I like the fact that you said you're transitioning from your old show into your new authentic show. I don't think Q really wanted us to hang on to the foundation, right? Because Q and Ron Amatron, they were the foundation for helping us remember and who and what we are. And if you don't mind, with that being said, I received a clip the other day, and it was from an old Q show, went on the radio, and Q was asked on that radio, he goes, you know, what is something you really want us to know, to really get, that would help us in our extension process? And he answered, y'all can use me whenever you want. You just put everything on a silver platter, and that's where you come in. I think you brought the silver platter, you know, back to a lot of awareness for people, and just put everything on a silver platter and give it to me and stop participating in anything that you don't prefer of your highest excitement. Just give it to me. Just give it to me is what he said. You know, that's what Q wanted us to know. It's real easy for us. He wanted us to know how powerful we are. But then Q says, but I need to know. I do. Oh no. The caller said, but I need to know. I do need to know that you need help, that you're really out there. Anytime, any place, anytime you need me, I am there. I want you to know you. That's what I want. I want you to know you so that we don't need to do the radio shows anymore. We just play. Now, we all that, and what I get out of that is I love these radio shows. I love connecting with everyone on these radio shows. And I love BBS Radio for doing everything that they do to assist us on connecting with others on this journey. Some people on this journey may be on another path, but they're looking to get to the same result, the same ending place, right? You know, we may run into people that aren't Q followers, but yet they have an awareness and they are seeking something. And sometimes they, so I meet a lot of people that are on a different journey than I'm on, but you know what? They give me a golden nugget, and there's a divine breadcrumb of source coming through them to maybe, as long as I'm aware and I'm not in judgment, I can sit back and listen and accept and be open to changing my perception all the time, because we do different levels of this ascension. We shed lower frequency, another level of frequency. It's all about energetics and frequency, and it's up to us to understand that we are making that transition. Everything that's happening to you right now, Arrow, of transitioning from the old show to your new show, is you shedding the old you and becoming the new you. So I love this. I love being a part of this, and I love being here present in this moment, at this moment, because this moment is the only moment that matters. So thank you.
Awesome, Shane. I want to point out to the audience today that you and I did not prepare this show, and I had no idea that you were going to say all that, which completely resonates with everything I'm about to say. So, of course, that is how Source is working, and especially when we come together, we really see the synchronicities. And just I feel like the synchronicities is just a little kiss that we get from Source just to say, yeah, or I've got this, you know. He's right there in between us. I know when two hearts combine, that stuff that goes on between those two hearts. I use Lauren and Zosia. Their show is coined Unstoppable Love. And that is exactly what we get when your heart and my heart come together. There's this thing in between our hearts that is unstoppable love. And that's where Source meets us. It's a beautiful thing. So I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that I agree with you 100% there. And as when you reach that level of connection of unstoppable love, what the way I resonate with that is, and so the audience can understand, is it's nothing of this reality, this third dimensional reality that we're speaking of. There's no title on it. There's no expectations on it. There's no limitations on it. There's no attachment to it. It's just pure flow. Water. It's still flowing like water, right? So as
Yes.
long as you know, there's no attachment. Well, you know, I've seen a lot of people on this journey that are seeking their Twinkie. Well, what if we're all Twinkies? You know, what if what if you met your twin flame? What if you've met your twin flame 10 different times on this journey? I've spoken with people on this journey that say, well, I'm just looking for my twin, my Twinkie. And I say, well, how do you know you haven't met them? Well, because I'm not with that person forever. Well, what if you're not supposed to be with that person forever? What if that person, y'all, at one point he was your twin flame, y'all are an energetic match of a frequency, and then you continue to grow and you continue to seek, and then your frequency is no longer a match of that individual, that being of light's frequency. They want to stay where they're at, and it's just up to you, and you keep moving forward. Well, at that moment, when your frequency rises and you start ascending more and more and more, that person really is no longer your Twinkie. You're then, as your frequency grows, there could be somebody else out there that is drawn to you through the ether, right? Through the energetics of the universe that comes into your life that understands where you're at, and you relate with them in that moment of time. And then all of a sudden you say, okay, well, this is my forever person. And then you're with that person for 2 or 3 years. And as you're with that person for 2 or 3 years, and they stay stagnant and they don't want to move forward, and then you say to yourself, well, you know what? I just want to keep seeking. I want to keep ascending. Well, they may not even know what ascension is at that moment in time. And what I'm seeing right now, there's a lot of people that are going through this that are in marriages and in relationships and things of that nature. And it's really up to us to become to a point of comfort on this path of experiencing, right? But at that, after about 3 years, now you've outgrown this person's frequency, and there's another frequency out there that keeps finding you. So you keep meeting your twin over and over and over again. And you, what if you're just here to understand that we're here to experience that, and each person that we meet is here to assist us on getting to this, to where we want to be. It's all about, and this is understanding the power that's within us, right? This is what this is about. So when we, so just so the audience knows, because there's a lot of confusion here. Everyone attaches when I from when I speak with people and they say, well, you tell all the women you love them. Well, I do love the women. I also love the men too, right? I don't have an attachment, or if I don't have my best friend, I tell him I love him every day. He's a man. He's my brother. He's of the same frequency than I am. I mean, it's creating an energetic attachment, a signature that you start to recognize. And the more on the ascension process you go, the more we start to understand the energetic connections. And you spoke of synchronicities. You spoke of Zosha's show yesterday and Lauren's show. Let me tell you what. The synchronicities on all the shows combined, if people actually went back to yesterday and listened from you know, I was on Sunshine Show, and then we went through Sunshine Show, a Whiplash, and we went, you know, me and Robin went into PRQ Homesteading Expanded, and then each show, and don't think it has to be a Q show either. So just so the audience knows, it's all shows. And once you become aware and awake, and you can start to see the synchronicities and experience the synchronicities, the connection, the energetic connection. It's all shows. It doesn't have to be a Q show. It could be any and all shows. So I suggest people listen to as many of these BBS radio shows as you can on this path. Now, some frequencies may not, you may not resonate with some of them. And it's up to you to realize when you turn that show on, if it's something that doesn't resonate with you, just shut it off. That is an experience. That is an experience that you're going to and through to understand the feeling of energetics. So, okay, that doesn't resonate with me. I'm going to let that go now. Bye. I'm gone. Well, I know not to do that again, right? And then you say, well, okay, source, now I understand. Thank you for that experience. It's just it's a being in gratitude, and it's being in the moment all the time. So thank you for allowing, and I'm not trying to take over your show here, by the way. I
Oh,
just
I was gonna say, it's like I've
sources.
already done my monologue and now you're continuing it. It's like we're gonna have to go backwards and I'm gonna have to start with the monologue now that you've continued it. Because you're right on track with everything I'm saying. It's really awesome how this works. But I would like to start with my new show page because I'd like to tell the audience how the show's changing.
Go ahead. I'm all ears. I'm gonna sit back
Oh.
and listen
I
now.
love it. I'm so excited. Shane came to play today. I love it. All right. So I'm going to just read my scribbles here about my new show page. It kind of starts us off. Empowering the creator within. We are infinite creators. We are moving from mind-based planning to heart-guided creating. We are guided by the inner learning self, the playful spiritual being. Our true self. Source is here to support, assist, and propel us to the next. What is our next is up to us. The more we work with the is, the more it works with us. What is your next? What do you want to do? Where do you want to be? What is your very next choice? Is always your greatest excitement, your passion. When we're excited about what we are doing, the universe pulls to us what we want. We attract what we need. The more we work with the universe, the more it works with us. And so this is a shout out to you, the listener. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your passions. We want to hear what you are doing. And we want to know how can we help. So let's create a safe table. Let's collaborate. And I'm going to go over some of my definitions. What I call a table, I'm calling my live air show. This show, I'm calling it a table. So let's create a safe table for conversation. A safe table might look like, one, it holds no judgment. Two, a safe table gives deep listening. And three, a safe table recognizes spirit, each and every spirit, as being equal and of value. And then just some definitions, plates. I talk about plates. I write plates, and that would just be my inspirational writings that come from my team. I do have a new bio on my pages now, and it talks about the team that I knew as a child. They were always with me, and I called them friends. And then the adults in my life said, oh, those are imaginary friends. They're not real. Well, I didn't know. I was pretty little. I didn't know imagination or real. I don't know what they were talking about. I knew my friends were there. I just, you know, I quit talking to them if other people were around. And then as an older child, I kind of let go. I thought, you know, I started learning what imagination and real was as the world taught it. And at some point as an older child, I thought, oh, I need to grow up and let go of my imaginary friends. But they never left me. They are always with me. Since I've been in a Q training, I have recognized my team again. And that will come up. The very important story I want to bring that happened this week will include my team that I say is in the office. The office is where I work with my team. It's inside of me. Let's see, new show. So this new show, what I do here is I put my life, this vessel, Shelly is who I was born as. I was given the name Shelly. The shell fell off. Some people have heard the story about the shell falling off and me getting my new name, Arrow. But I bring my experience. That's what this show is. I just offer my experience. Whatever resonates with you, use it. And what doesn't, leave it. And as I just, you know, I'm my team constantly directs me, just put yourself out there, put yourself out there. And I'm just here to share my experiences. For instance, maybe my experience of healing, I'm going to use this as a, this is a hard topic for a lot of people. I've been in 12-step recovery programs. And the 12 steps was a tool of processing for me that really cleaned out my vessel of emotional baggage, harms, traumas. And I never did those 12 steps by myself. Again, the magic in those programs is one person working with another person. That's where the magic happened for me. And I had child molestation when I was little, and that came out. I was 25 when I first got sober, and before I turned 26, a lot of memories started flooding in. And I had a lot of women that helped me through the process. It was a process. I needed to heal. Now, I have heard many, many, many people having these experiences in their existence, and I don't know too many people that have come forward and said they are completely clean inside. I offer that on this table. I have been 100% healed. I have no icky feelings within me. I have found love for myself and all people involved. Again, I want to explain that these are experiences in this place. Time and place is an illusion. Place is an illusion. In this place is just an experience. And I want to just sing a little song that goes along with this. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. And Shane's already been talking about flow. This is surrendering to the flow. That was by Alexa Sunshine Rose and Amy Ringel. It is called I Release Control. I have a little story about Shane. This is the surprise for Shane today.
I love surprises.
Oh,
I love them.
And then you also, if you want to tell anything about your story, because I have to give a little preface of what happened to me this week, really was kind of activated by what you put yourself through a few weeks ago. You did some serious commanding, even a little demanding, and you took yourself, I'm not quite sure how to even explain it. So if you feel deemed to, I'll let you explain where you took yourself. But it was physical. You had some physical recovery. I knew you had to kind of get talking and you had to drink a lot of water. And a lot of the Q sisters, we were all calling each other because we're feeling each other and we've recognized we feel each other. So we were all feeling some stuff. And then as Shane shared with me this, to me, what I'm going to call, this is my own termination, it might be a judgment of term, extreme. I felt, as Shane was explaining to me his experience, I was like, wow, that's extreme. But I had this desire for more in my own personal life. And I kind of felt, well, I might not go to that extreme, but I want to reach another. I don't know if these are the right terms. These are more linear than I prefer to say another level, another.
Just let it flow. Just let it flow. You're on the right path.
So I wanted to reach another level. I wanted to get to another something, right? And so after hearing Shane share his experience with me, I identified really quickly what I really wanted in my heart was to remain with my team in the office, which I consider within me, within my vessel, within my heart, is an office of my 12 source frequencies that I call my team. I know Q to be one of those frequencies. I know Ra to be one of those frequencies. And I wanted to sit in the office 100%. I didn't want to fluctuate. I didn't want this fluctuation of back to head, head drop, back to heart, back to head, back to heart. I want consistency. And in probably almost all the time I've known Shane, he's very consistent. He is very present. And I still had a lot of mind energy and he's very present. And so I want to be with my team fully in the office. And so for weeks, I've been practicing, patience, persistence, perseverance, practicing. So this week, something had happened in the midweek. I had a phone conversation with Shane, and it always produces really good results. I always get good warm fuzzies after talking to him or something really some good activation stuff. It's always just a really good propel the horsepower. I get good horsepower after talking to him. And so I'm in my little project working. I'm scraping and painting some windows, and I'm working. And then it dawned on me that morning when I woke up, I had an aha moment, like I always do. For me, all of this Shelley life, this vessel's life, all of this life, it seems I haven't been very present as I go through my day. But then after I sleep, first thing in the morning, I have that aha clarity. It's just that's the time I give myself because I've recognized all my life is that morning time is my time with Source. And that's where I have my aha moments. And I'm up on a ladder, scraping, painting, and I have this, I've been this way all my life, and I've never questioned it. I've never questioned because that morning, my aha moment had to do with something I had seen four different times. Four different times I had looked at something without the aha moment. And then I woke up that morning and I had this aha moment. And as I'm painting, I just all of a sudden I'm like, how come I couldn't get that aha right in the present moment? Four different times I looked at that. I never seen it. I never seen it. And all of a sudden, that morning, it was just like, wow, aha. Well, you know what I did? I immediately said, how come I've been all my life? How come I couldn't see it in the moment? And I have to have clarity first thing in the morning. And what did I do immediately? I ran and picked up my phone to call Shane to say, how come all of my life, blah, blah, blah. And Shane has a great way of knowing exactly when to take my calls and knowing exactly when not to take my calls. And he answers the phone and he says immediately, he doesn't say hello. He says, can I call you right back? Just right back. And I said, oh, yeah. And I hang up the phone. Now, there's two apartments. The apartment that I'm working at has a stereo that's blasting 100% loud. It's blasting. So when I grabbed the phone, I immediately walked into the other apartment to call Shane. Well, he's busy, so he's going to call me back. And I'm like, well, I'll just go paint while I'm waiting for him to call me back. And I walk back in the other room. It's almost silent for the first second. And then Blondie is screaming through my computer, call me. She's got that song, call me, call me. And I thought it was me. Like my first perception was I was screaming at Shane to call me. And I thought, well, I didn't know I was impatient. I didn't feel any. I was at peace. I was at peace. He'll call me. It's no big deal, right? I thought, God, why am I so impatient with this scream? I mean, she was screaming through my computer, call me. I got back on that ladder and started painting. It was Source screaming at me, call me,
Right.
call me.
Right.
Source was screaming at me, call me. And then the other thing I realized, that was the literal question to my answer. The only reason that those four times I looked at something was because I wasn't present in the moment, fully aware, fully in my heart, and full with 12 source energies in my office. And when I don't have the answer, the office has my answer. My answers are within me.
That's
And
right.
the two things that I want to bring to the table with you today is because we've all been talking about unity. It's so important to have people to talk to. It's really important that we don't just isolate and hide in our minds all by ourselves. It's really good to have a person or another person or even another person that we can get out of ourselves and talk and get it out. And we're all talking about the importance of unity. However, I cannot put a false dependency on any one person. If I'm depending on somebody, to always be there for me, to always have my answers. That is it's unfair to them, for one, but it's also an improper direction, right? It's going outside of to get my answers when my answers are inside. Now, I had a little bit of a meltdown because I'd been working really hard on this for a few weeks. I want to remain in my office with my team at all times. And I realized what I did. I reached outside of myself to turn to Shane for my answers. And Source was screaming at me to call me. And, you know, I just had a little meltdown. We call it releasing and shedding, and I had to shed some stuff, but I was saying the buzzword, I'm trying.
Yeah. All right.
And it felt like failure. However, it's not failure. It's just part of the process. And again, what you said, I spent yesterday 100% with my team. And it was flowing, the synchronicities of all those shows. And it wasn't just the shows. I started my morning yesterday. I went for a walk and got the coffee and was coming back. And one of my questions about the work I'm doing is windows. And there was a caulking on the brick wall between the brick and the window. And I'd never seen this caulking. It deteriorated and crumbled. And I was like, I didn't know if it was special caulking for a brick wall or not. And I've been wondering. And as I'm walking back, there's a brick building with a guy with a caulking gun. He was putting caulking dots on the wall. And I was like, huh. So I went over there and I asked him, I said, can I ask you about this caulking? And so we talked about brick walls and caulking and what kind to use. And he knew the caulking I was talking about that crumbled and flaked. And so I was just, you know, synchronistic. It was right in my path coming back home. And there he was with all the answers I needed with this brick caulking. And then he says to me as I'm leaving, he goes, yeah, the guys that hung the sign, they hung it in the wrong place. And now I have to caulk over these holes, the sign over there. And he points at the sign. So as I walk around the building, it said Kennedy Insurance. Mm-hmm. And all Lauren and Zosia did yesterday was talk about the Kennedys. And it was just part of the synchronistic, right? I have Kennedy Insurance. Oh, so beautiful day to you, Shane.
No, I love it. I love it. And I'm glad you brought up the fact that, you know, it's part of the experience. So don't, and if you're on this journey, one of the things we do is we there's somebody that's always put into our life in physical form that's close to us, that that's there for us to bounce things off of, to listen to, even though without judgment. You know, I've had some important people in my life that have helped me, become in a peaceful place and help me during my ascension and growing process of understanding who and what I am and becoming all that I am. And yeah, you're right. You know, I did have an energetic shift. There was a lot of releasing that happened for me that I asked for a few weeks ago. And it's a long story, you know, and if I tell it on the air and somebody, you know, they're going to say, well, I want to go through that. Well, it's pretty, I have to be careful sharing that because people will try it. And when they try it, they may experience something that they don't prefer because you go through moments of thinking that you're about to pass away and then you're not, right? I went through all the emotional stages that I went through, but the most important, the reason that I shared that with you and I shared it with others was because I need people to right now. I think people need to understand their commands and what they command and demand. And once you start asking, once you become aware and you become one and you start to play with the ether, with the energetics connecting with spirit, we do go through these experiences and our commands, you know, Source doesn't understand anything of this dimensional, of this dimension. It doesn't understand the energetics of money. Now it understands the energetics of what money creates within you. So if you want to experience with source, with spirit, with God, of an experience of seeking the presence of source, omnipresence. If you want to do that, then you just say, I command my spirit to allow me to experience with you today, an energetic exchange of what money creates. And then you ask for it, you put it out there. And once you start this communication with your spirit, once you start becoming aware, and the I also want people to know, the more aware you become that things start to happen, the more the manifesting starts happening. If you haven't gone through these emotional healing, if you haven't removed things from within you that you are attached to, that cause you to react within your mind of this reality, on this reality, as far as an attachment or something goes, if anything can trigger you, once you become aware and you acknowledge to the universe that you're aware of who you are, and you're commanding source to allow all that you are to remain in you at all times, or you command source to acknowledge the expression of who you are in the I am presence, well, let me tell you what, things are going to start moving for you real fast. And if you're not emotionally healed, you're going to have an experience of not being emotionally healed. And I think that's what people are relating to, is being stuck at one place. So just understand your words have power, your emotions have power, your intentions have power, and your spirit has a lot of power. And that's why I believe Q said, just go within, stop thinking. Like he made it very simple. Go within, stop thinking, which sounds easy in these vessels, but it takes time to get there. So what I'm saying is, don't beat yourself up, because you might not be where somebody else is at. Does that make sense? You're right where you're
Yeah,
supposed to be on
absolutely.
this journey. There's a lot of people say, I want to get to where you're at. Well, a lot of people, that are starting this journey is, I want to get to where you're at. How do I get there? I said, well, it's been 8 years for me, right? And
Practice.
so consistent daily seeking, removing yourself, doing things that logically don't make sense to this reality, and it allows you to open up and experience all that you are in this reality. So,
I
yeah.
wanted to, you brought up your awareness as we're becoming aware and as we're raising our frequencies of awareness. I have an OSHA quote for that. And by the way, the phone lines are open if you're listening and holding for that. So, Osho, which we see our friendly Q frequency in Osho, your awareness is luminous. It radiates light, and that radiation of light will dispel the darkness. Now, for me, like you said, it might bring that darkness to the forefront. And when I cried, it was a deep crying, but I always feel those tears are so cleansing. A lot of times people feel it's negative, and I didn't feel it was negative at all. I don't know, maybe in the moment there's, I felt like, oh, I failed. But, in that there was some really good cleansing and shedding that happened. And then just yesterday and today has been nonstop connected with my office. It's anytime I go through that shedding, it's like there's always this luminous gift that comes with it.
Right.
Great.
And just so here's a little golden nugget, and this is just in my perception. So this is how I operate daily, and it's part of my experience is in my reality now. In the beginning, there was darkness. In the beginning, there was energetic attacks. In the beginning, there was of my journey, there Q talked about this a lot, and he really wishes that he wouldn't have had to, but he had to help people become aware of what frequency and energetics are. Now, in my reality, there's no such thing as the dark. Okay. Now, when I see somebody that the human being put a title of the dark, right? Now when I see somebody that may not be happy and they may have a negative energy, well, that's just a lower frequency being at this point of their journey. That's what they are. And they may choose to stay that way the remainder of their time here. So I don't judge it. I just see it for what it is. But that doesn't mean I won't interact with them. I say, hey, how you doing? And it may create a negative feeling within them, but my intentions are pure from the heart. And I may see that person every day, and every day they may not accept me. Every day it's not, I'm not going to let them change who I am to them. Does that make sense? So when I see that person every day, and I see that I can sense, and I know that there's something within them that something's got them to where they're at in their life. It could be a trauma. It could be the way they grew up. It could be a mindset, and it could be anything. And when I see that, I'll still be as nice as I can be to that person every day, consistently, that I see that person. I will not let them change me. And you will not believe 100% of the time, pretty quickly, those people, they tend to warm up to me, and then I tend to pull them from that lower frequency into a better, more calmer, more peaceful frequency. So I just see it, those people, as lower frequency people. And those people are more objected to being abducted by negative entities, and they don't even know that they're being abducted. Does that make sense? So we have to come from the heart there and just recognize it, only participate what we can with that person, with that entity at that time. And it's not our place to change them. It's not our place to change their mindset. What our place is to be who we are at all times, keep our frequency raised, and allow them to see the light that's within us. That's within us. And at some point, they say, I want something they have. They, at that moment, have made the choice to connect with me and say, hey, can I talk to you about something? It could be anything. It could be anything. I love connecting.
I thought of an experience just when you were talking about that. It's a clear experience that I was working temporarily at a restaurant. I knew the owner real well, and a lady was, all right, we have a caller. I'm going to just get this experience out. A lady was having a baby, and so she needed time off, and I was filling in. So I'm there on Monday. Never had I worked with this waitress before, and we kind of, she kept suggesting all of this really efficient stuff, and everything worked really well, except for I tried one thing and it didn't work well. And then we kind of butted heads at the end of the day, and I went home. I worked this 12-step program, and I identify what my part was, not what her part was. I looked at my behavior, and I went back in the next day, and she had an attitude at me. She had an air at me because it was left over from the day before, and I confronted her. And I didn't say anything about her stuff, her behavior, nothing. Is all I did was own my own part, and I apologized for the parts of my behavior that could have gone better or been more loving and kind. And once I did that, her whole energy changed towards me, and we had a great working relationship for the next several weeks.
Exactly. That's a perfect example. And when I do connect with people, it's very important that I make sure they're open to receiving my energies, right? When I got on this journey, and I started understanding energetics, and I would go outside and I would connect my feet to the earth, and I would just gaze at the sun and allow the energetics of the consciousness all around me, the sun energy, to flow through me like a conduit into the earth. As I'm going through that, I started placing people in my heart, right? Allowing them to accept those positive energies. Well, without their permission, I was doing that. And what I tended to see was a pattern to where every time I did that, anybody of that negative energy that did not accept or want anything from me, they would call me mad at me. And they don't even know why they're mad at me, but they would call me. And I would say, why is this person so upset? I just prayed for them. I opened my heart up for them. They what here's and this is what it is. This is what I'm trying to say to the audience. They felt something. They don't know what they felt, but it was a positive energy. And the only attachment that they had in their mind to me with that energy was a negative experience. So when I crossed their mind, they don't know why. They just think, well, he just crossed my mind. Well, no, that's not what it is. I actually connected with them energetically, and it created a negative feeling in them. So when I become aware of that, I stop doing that because they're not ready to receive those energetics. Does that make sense?
And absolutely. I'm not here to, I have a caller on line one.
All right.
It's our sister, Ra Bin. Hi, Robin.
Hi. Finally, Shane visited so I can talk.
I know. I don't want to interrupt him. I love it when he's on a roll, right?
I know. You can't stop that. So I just wanted to call in because I love your topic and I love what you're saying. And the failure word, you know, that you're describing, I'm very, very familiar with it. And I look at failure, and this is my perception, is a setback. It's like another experience, but it's a temporary one that gives you an opportunity to learn, to grow and be more resilient. And then you take whatever it is and turn it around into something that you will succeed at. But we're always going to have failure. And it doesn't matter what frequency you're in. It's just part of the journey. So I love maybe that you brought that forward. And
maybe like a stepping stone. Maybe like a stepping stone, maybe?
You're right. Go ahead, Robin.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right, though. But I will say this. It is, your energetics do matter in those situations. Now, what if I love the fact that you brought the word failure up. What if it's not a failure? What if this is just an experience for people to understand that they may be in a situation or to be doing something that they don't really prefer to do because their heart is somewhere else, right? They're doing it because they feel like they have to do it, but their heart wants to be doing something else. So what happens is that this is just an experience for you to become aware of how powerful your heart is. And when you become aware of that, that the thing that you were doing that you really didn't prefer to do that didn't work out is being removed from you so that you can do what you love to do. And it helps you understand how powerful you are.
Right. And it also could be, you know, the experience that you have to get to the other one that you do prefer. So, you know, sometimes you might have to go through something that's not so, you know, in your highest excitement just to get to the experience that is your highest excitement.
Yeah. And in my situation, I think that was it, Robin. It was like I had been practicing. I want to remain with my team all of the time. And that one experience of how I just spontaneously picked up a phone to call Shane was they were pointing out how I wasn't accomplishing the thing I was trying to accomplish. And it was just that experience of showing me how at times I'm doing it a different way. I want to learn to do it different.
Right. And so the other thing I'm calling up is I'm going to start a new project review project for Robin. And I love to dance. I love dancing. I dance in my kitchen. I was dancing this morning.
Me too.
So I'm going to put some little, what do they call them? It's like those little TikTok, you know, those 30-second where you do a little dance move to a song or whatever. And I'm going to start doing it in a exercise, you know, workout form. And I was looking at my living room the other day and I'm looking at this couch. I'm like, I never use this couch. I need to just sell it, get it out of the way, and turn this living room into a studio. And I'm like, so I can start creating because I love doing that kind of stuff. And when I first got with this group of everybody, you know, I did a couple of videos and I posted them in the Telegram channel. They were me dancing. I've always loved to dance and I think I'm going to start doing more stuff like that, but only make it more into, like at the gym, I do a hula hoop
dance where I'm actually dancing while I'm hula hooping. And it's a great workout for your entire body. And the movement of the energy is just amazing. So I'm sharing that with you, that was something that came to me this morning, and it's been heavily, heavily in the back of my creative, I'm going to say my processing mind here, that will eventually go into my heart and then it will flow. And
are
so,
you talking about just a physical dancing, or you said like TikTok or like a internet platform where I could join you?
You know, that would be more like a class. I don't want to do that because then I got to be with, you know, because I don't want it to be, I just want it to be where I can just create, you know, just through the emotions, feeling the energy of the song, through the body. I love that feeling. It's such a great feeling. And I feel like I need to go back to creating that self. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm sharing that with everybody.
You know, that was kind of synchronistic of yesterday. Friday, I was up on a ladder dancing because I'm blasting my stereo while I paint, and I'm dancing on my ladder, and I'm like, I really want to go dancing. And I seen the neighbor down below that I've had lots of conversations with, and I thought of just going in and, hey, do you dance? And then Shane came on yesterday and said, I do not dance. And I went, well, all right, Shane doesn't dance.
Hold on a second.
Wait. You can't be a player and not know how to dance.
Look, I'm a player of the ether is what I'm a player of. But what I was, but that purpose of saying that I don't dance, what I was really referring to was, I'm so glad you brought this up, was someone connected with me in this area and asked me if I wanted to be a part of a somatic dance. And I referred to, and I messaged them, and I said, well, I don't really dance, but I said, what I said was, I don't really dance, but if I continue to do things that logically make sense for me, I'll never understand who and what I am. I said, so I'm going to do everything that makes no logic sense at all. I'm going to step out and I'm just going to do it anyway. And I showed up there and I danced and we had a good time. It was a great experience. The whole point of that story was to do things that you need to start doing things that don't logically make sense to us in this reality. Step outside the box. From the heart.
Exactly. And here's the other thing. If you can dance between the sheets, baby, you can dance on the dance floor. So don't give me that BS, Shanester.
I have to compare it to singing. We all know that Q didn't have the most beautiful singing voice, but he came and showed us singing. And what I have found is singing is an absolute important tool in my life. It's not about how I sound. It's about how it feels in my body. And a guy in college taught me that about dancing. He was almost 7 foot and he loved to dance. And he was the weirdest looking dancer on the dance floor. But I guarantee you, he's out there on every single song and he's enjoying himself. It's not about what he looked like. It was that he was having a good time and it felt good.
Yeah, and it's all about moving the energy and just, you know, and that's something that we need to do because sometimes we get stuck, you know, moving around, doing our work, going here, going there. And you know, like when I have those moments and I'm at home and I just feel like I'm stuck, I turn the music on and I just start dancing. And I'm going to tell you what, it's just like it takes you to a whole nother level. It's amazing. So you guys, I love you very much. I got to go. Great show, Errol. Shane, good rapping. And we'll talk to you guys later. Love you.
Thank you, Robin. Love you. Fabulous.
Well, yep. we can all see where Robin's mind's at. And
dancing.
Me too. So thank you, Errol, for letting me be on the show with you today.
Oh, thanks for coming to play. You're always invited to come play. My Zoom meeting is always available to you, Shane. My production manager had to take the day off, but she knows to always let Shane in. We love it when you come play. It's been nice. And this is some good topics. Let's see where we're at on time. I haven't gotten the red flag yet, but I have about 3 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Is there anything we want to say, 1 minute. Yep, we'll say thank you to BBS Radio. Thank you to Robin for calling in. And we open up the lines from now on and bring your greatest excitement, any questions, bring it to a safe table. This is the table getting created for all of us as we go forward. Shane, any closing comments?
I just want to tell you how courageous you are and everyone else on this journey by the stepping out of their comfort zone and connecting and sharing their stories personally on the air so that we can connect with other people. Those heartfelt energies out there will connect with those. You just keep it up. The people will find you that are supposed to find you, Arrow. And you know how it works. You know how the universe works. So we just need to be grateful. I want to thank Spirit right now. I want to thank God, the creator spirit of the universe, creator of all things, for allowing us to connect, to be one with each other. And thank you for everything you do. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, Arrow. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners, subscribers, and BBS Radio. It's a wrap. Love, love, love.